Common Man and T-Bone present Troll of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
The best tool this week, it's a $100 Moomoo Car Wash gift card and pail with car cleaning supplies. Enjoy a fast, fun, and eco-friendly wash experience at any 17 Central Ohio Moo locations. And don't forget, you can wash all you want at any Moo location with the Unlimited Wash Club starting at just $15.99 a month. Remember to clean your hands and your car. For locations and hours, visit MoomooCarWash.com. Bone, are you ready?
I am. I've also just realized this music bed we have for Tool of the Week feels like something they would have run on WWE in like the late 90s. I feel like this would have been ramp music for
right
someone.
In.
I like it. It's good. I'm enjoying it.
Chris says, I nominate the Reds and Bally Sports for being unable / unwilling to make opening day programming available to people who don't have cable. All of these formerly Fox Sports networks made it impossible for their team to be seen without cable yesterday. You'll have to help me with that since, I mean, Fox Sports was on cable. How did you watch it previously?
I don't know if maybe he's saying that locally in Cincinnati, maybe they've put that on always as, you know, over
they
the
did?
Air. I don't know the answer. I'm saying maybe that was the case.
All right. Well,
but yeah,
I'm confused by that.
Yeah, there's also still the dispute they have with YouTube TV and Hulu. If you have either of those services, you can't get that channel still. So maybe that's what he's referencing.
Aside from that, from a purely visual standpoint, I thought their graphics they had on the screen were actually pretty good. They were not distracting. I found it a pleasure to watch the Bally Sports stuff. What say
pleasure.
You?
Pleasure. A
pleasure. Pleasure is the right word. You know what
pleasure.
I mean.
I mean, wow.
Pleasure.
Pleasure. Spatial and fresh.
Mark says, my tool of the week, every talking head saying Justin Fields only throws to his first read and doesn't have a desire to play hard and learn is the tool of the week forever. Ryan Day thought that today. He had some passionate defense of Justin Fields. Then he took out the bullwhip.
Just because that's what always has to happen in one of his press conferences.
Thank you. Eddie says, the Reds for deciding to play yesterday in 37-degree, cloudy, windy conditions instead of today. Well, I mean, they're not normally going to cancel for cold. I mean, they were playing in snow in Detroit.
I'll say this. I don't understand why the Reds weren't playing. They were playing in Detroit.
No, the Indians were playing in snow up in Detroit is what I mean.
Oh, I see.
They didn't cancel that game.
Right, but I think the point here is, why take the off day the next day if it's like I would think you'd want to get the best weather day out of the two?
Well,
so if you have
that is a good point. You're
35
right.
degrees one day and 52 degrees the
You're
next
right.
day.
You're right.
Just go for the one that's warmer.
G. Edward Ott says, you, common man, will be my tool of the week if you do not have Adriatico's pizza on your list. P.S. Mozzarella sticks beat Tachos, as
Tachos.
He said, every day of the week. All right. No. I enjoy Adriatico's very much.
Yeah.
Very delicious. And you know what? If I had a number 11, I'd put it there.
I saw your extended list. It was on there. It was 11 or 12, I want to say. So there you go.
Lewis is going deep dive on this. My tool of the week is Bone for calling Samus from Metroid Seamus.
Yes.
Seamus is how you pronounce James in Ireland. In what world do you live in that you would think Nintendo would name the first female lead of a franchise James?
First of all, Lewis, I apologize. I got it wrong. Secondly, I know you acknowledge
Are you taking
this.
It?
It's a week late. I don't think I should have to take it if you miss it. You miss it by a week, I don't get to take it.
You know what? That's a rule. We're making that a rule.
You got to get it in the week where
if
I make
the
mistake.
I mean, you could still call someone a tool, but if you're a week late on the tool, have to take it.
Yeah, I don't have to take it. I heard it all last week. I got it. Thank you.
Our gal Angela's Cake says, my guys.
And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion.
Our tools of the week after visiting Cades Cove, Tennessee, are the people who feel it necessary to carve all over the cabins and historic sites. They were built in the late 1800s and deserve to be preserved. Nobody cares you were there, Turd Jones.
I totally agree with that. She also put # it doesn't matter what your name is, which I wholeheartedly approve of that rock drop. But, you know, it's like people can't extrapolate math Mike. If one person carves their name one time into a piece of wood, sure. Oh, who cares? But if you think about how many people visit, how many days of the year, how many years that's going to be, and if everybody did that, or some 10% of people do it, eventually, yeah, it's going to look terrible. And all this stuff that's going to, you know, be there forever is going to be ruined. I don't understand why people can't get that.
It's kind of a culture shock, though. Like, the first time I went to Europe, and you're walking around, and you're seeing buildings that are 600-700 years old. And obviously, there's older, but 600-700 years old, and they're residential buildings, they're office buildings now, and there's just spray-painted graffiti all over the buildings. And they just accept it.
I don't understand. I mean, at least you can paint over that, but you're right. The original facade gets lost. You don't get to see what that would look like, and that's too bad.
Ray says, my guys.
Tell them about it, JoJo.
He says, Tool of the Week is Torts by Sia. You're the Cancer in the Locker Room and Ice. Mike says, my guys.
Shoo, shoo.
My Tool of the Week is undoubtedly Common Man. He calls himself a lover of bread, yet he omitted bread pudding from the Sweet 16. It's bread for dessert, and it's amazing when done right. Go to hell. I will take that. And I will take that with a smile on my face because I love bread pudding and, quite frankly, forgot about it. I omitted it because I forgot. And that's no excuse.
Yeah.
So I take it.
It was a sin of omission, Mike. That's what it was. You just forgot. It happens. But good for Mike for catching that and helping us out.
Kent says, my guys.
Any other, anybody want to know what we screwed up on today? Who wants to know?
What is that?
Sounds like Jim Mora.
Yeah, you asked me that the last time I played it, too. Yeah, it is Jim Mora.
I guess it doesn't. It's not memorable for me, Teddy.
Apparently not.
Stop playing it. My Tool of the Week is definitely CBJ fans that call me a D-bag because I wouldn't want to win a cup, and they want to reference that Torts is the winningest coach in CBJ history. I don't get it. What is their goal if not winning a cup? Color me stupid. Fire Torts now.
Right. I mean, I think there's a reasonable expectation that maybe the first year on the job, first few years on the job, you're building, it'd be unlikely to expect this team to go from what they were to winning a Stanley Cup. But at what point do you say, all right, I would like to see this team be at least closer to winning a Stanley Cup than they were 2 or 3 years ago? And they're not. They're further away from it than they've been in quite some time.
And our friends, Jack and Benny's Diner, they tweet us, Tool of the Week, pizza top 10 list, nobody is happy, everybody has an agenda, love your enthusiasm, gonna try them all. Now on to the best breakfast in Ohio. Ooh. By the way, Jack and Benny's serves a mean breakfast. That is, it's weird, because there is an attachment that people have to their favorite pizza place. Yeah. I don't know if there's another food like that. Like, if I put a top 10 burger list out there, I don't think people would be like, well, you don't have this on your list, so it's wrong. I mean, they may say, try this burger. It's good. But I think pizza is really the only food that gets people so angry if their favorite place is not mentioned.
I think because pizza is something that is a common experience, right? You don't typically, I mean, you get burgers with people, you go out to eat, but like, how many school functions, things at your, you know, place of worship, if you go to that, your family gatherings, no matter what, like parties, there's always pizza almost throughout your entire life. So I think you just develop those relationships with pizza, at least we do, because there's more of it. You don't see people who are like, oh yeah, we're having a big, bunch of people over. We bought a bunch of burgers for everyone to eat. You don't typically hear that. Maybe you're grilling out a burger yourself, but if you're buying food for people, a lot of times pizza's in the mix, and I think that's part of it.
Well, I hope for you normal people, you can look at some of the places on my top 10 pizza list, and if you haven't tried it, go support them. Give it a shot. I'm going to give the prize this week to Mike, who properly pointed out that I forgot bread pudding in the Sweet 16. So Mike takes home the Moo Moo Car Wash gift package. I'll sit around
and watch the
Green Day.
Off of Duke.
Dookie.
One of my favorite albums.
You were talking about it the other day. I popped it in the player last night. And I tell you
what. Holds up well, right?
It's pretty damn good.
Of course it is. I think if you've got a good drummer, you're going to hold up well. And Trey Cool, one of the best ever. He's
nervous
there fantastic
for a second,
drummer.
Teddy. I'm glad you had the edited version.
I don't know what Ted's doing over there.
By the way, people have pointed out that Trey Cool, the drummer from Green Day, also looks like a little bit of a combination of Ted Cruz and someone. I don't know who else, but
well, but that's a cop out. Don't give me Ted Cruz and someone.
Will you tell me? Have you looked at him in a while? Go look up like Trey Cool today. Tell me, there's not a little bit of Ted Cruz in there, right?
Trey Cool today. I can see that,
but I don't know who it's paired with. I mean, he's obviously got a pretty unique look.
You know what? If
that's a little Paul Rubin in there, maybe. Can we get
it's
Paul Rubin?
Like, it's almost like this is great radio, by the way. This is ratings gold.
I can see like Ted Cruz and maybe a little bit of British chef Jamie Oliver. If you want to give
that's a good call. Yes,
give him a Google if you don't know what Jamie Oliver looks like. Anyway,
I agree with that.